I became aware of the presence of drugs, of 3 or 4 small bottles before him, among his disorder of papers, of a faint, elusively familiar odour in the room.
"Yes," he said, wiping his lips and recorking the bottle. "You've done your best, George. The luck's been against us."
He reflected, bottle in hand.
"Sometimes the luck goes with you, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't."
"And then where are you?"
"Grass in the oven, fight or no fight."
He asked a few questions, and then his thoughts came back to his own urgent affairs. I tried to get some comprehensive account of the situation from him, but he would not give it.
"Oh, I wish I had you. I wish I'd had you, George. I've had a lot on my hands. You're clear-headed at times."
"What has happened?"
"Oh, boom, infernal things."
"Yes, but how?
I'm just off the sea, remember?" "It worries me too much to tell you now. It's tied up in a skein."
He muttered something to himself and mused darkly and roused himself to say,
"Besides, you better keep out of it. It's getting tight. Get him talking. Go down to Crest Hill and fly. That's your affair."
For a time his manner set free queer anxieties in my brain again. I will confess that the Mordet Island nightmare of mine returned, and as I looked at him, his hand went out for the drug again.